Shikhan stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Taking a look at the COVID-19 numbers for our tri-state region from yesterday. Dutchess County did not report afternoon numbers, by the way, yesterday. Local northwest corner, Falls Village has no cases as of yesterday afternoon. Cornwall, 3. Kent, 7. New Milford, 216. Norfolk, 7. North Canaan, 4. Salisbury, 9. And Sharon, 14. As we said, no report from Dutchess County yesterday afternoon. Columbia County, as of 3 p.m. yesterday, 16 Columbia County residents passed away from COVID-19. There's 260 positive cases. 107 of those 260 cases have recovered. 9 of the positive cases are hospitalized. 3 of those hospitalized are in ICU. They received 1,719 test results completed for the county residents. 180 residents are under mandatory quarantine right now, 22 under precautionary quarantine as well. The CDC has guidelines for states that are opening up their economies. Proposed state or regional gating criteria must be satisfied before proceeding to a phased comeback. The symptoms, downward trajectory of influenza-like illness, ILI, reported within a 14-day period, and downward trajectory of COVID-like symptomatic cases reported within a 14-day period. Cases, downward trajectory of documented cases within a 14-day period, or downward trajectory of positive tests as a percent of total tests within a 14-day period, flat or increasing volume of tests. Hospitals, treat all patients without crisis care, and robust testing program in place for at-risk healthcare workers, including emergency antibody testing. State and local officials may need to tailor the application of the criteria to local circumstances, like metropolitan areas that have suffered severe COVID outbreaks, rural and suburban areas where outbreaks have not yet occurred or have been mild. Additionally, where appropriate, governors should work with regional basis to satisfy criteria and to progress through the phases. Sharon Hospital has earned an A rating from the Leapfrog Group for quality patient care and overall safety for the third time in a row. The Leapfrog Group is an independent national watchdog organization informing the public which hospitals have the best patient safety records. Sharon Hospital received the highest safety grade for the focus on patient safety, avoiding harm, and patient experience. The hospital also received an A in the spring and fall of 2019. Grades are updated every 6 months. Leapfrog uses data from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, its own survey of hospitals, and other data sources to calculate grades and make them available to the public. Leapfrog safety guides and grades can be found at hospitalsafetygrade.org. Now, due to the COVID-19 virus, the town of Amenia Recreation Summer Camp has been canceled for 2020. Today is the day to donate blood for the American Red Cross. There's an urgent need for blood. The blood drive is being held at the Salisbury Congregational Church, 30 Main Street in Salisbury, from 12:30 till 6 p.m. To schedule an appointment, 1-800-RED-CROSS, 1-800-733-2767, or online, redcrossblood.org. Use sponsor code Salisbury Congo. The Millerton Food Pantry Drive is being held today in between 1 and 2. The Millerton Fire Company volunteers picking up bags from village residents. You're asked to put your bags and items at the end of the driveway by 1 o'clock today. If your bag does not get picked up, please call 518-592-1165. Items needed to donate to the food pantry drive: canned fruit, canned vegetables, boxed macaroni and cheese, pasta, pasta sauce, rice cereal, canned soup, tuna fish, canned chicken breast, peanut butter, jelly, mayonnaise, instant potatoes, beans, canned chili, and meats. Salisbury Central School staff will hold a reverse parade tomorrow from 2 till 3 p.m. Faculty and staff will line the streets of Lakeville at a distance from Meadow Street to the Boathouse Restaurant. The fire company will lead off at 2 p.m. from the firehouse, and those driving through may follow members or come anytime between 2 and 3. After the parade, a drive-through food drive for the corner food pantry will take place. Items may be dropped off in a bin in front of the kindergarten room. The most needed items are hearty soups, peanut butter, shelf-stable milk, coffee, and apple and cranberry juice. Meetings that are coming up tonight in our area: in Salisbury from 12:30 until 6, there's a blood drive at the Congregational Church in Salisbury. Also coming up at 12:30 till 7 p.m., the annual town budget meeting. Board of Finance meeting immediately following the budget meeting to set the mill rate will be held at 7:30 in the evening. In Kent, the Board of Education and Kent Center School regular meeting at 5 p.m. Also tonight, the Region 1 ABC Committee has a special meeting. Now, as Connecticut gets closer to May 20th, some businesses are now concerned the guidelines to reopen are not available and they need time to do that. May 20th is the date the governor's office has set for a soft reopening of many businesses, including restaurants. Questions remain for restaurants as to how far apart does seating need to be, what other barriers need to be in place before the doors open, and other guidelines to ensure safety. Another unresolved question is to where to get personal protective equipment for their staff and cleaning supplies. They can do it through a third party, but that will be pricey for them. The guidelines will come from the Department of Public Health. Now, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont said the schools will remain closed for the rest of the academic year, making that announcement yesterday morning and saying the following, quote, due to the ongoing pandemic, in-person classes at K-12 schools in Connecticut will remain canceled for the rest of the academic year. Given the circumstances, this is the best course of action for the safety. Also, the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference has officially canceled spring high school sports, that in conjunction with the governor's announcement of keeping schools closed. Essential workers, seniors, and those in need will receive face masks from Dutchess County. Local auto dealers work with the Greater New York Automobile Dealers Association, donating 25,000 three-ply masks to Dutchess County Department of Emergency Response. That happened on Monday. County Executive Mark Molinaro said in a recent statement that the community continues to support one another through the COVID-19 pandemic. Quoting here, we're grateful to the Greater New York Automobile Dealers Association for donating these much-needed masks to help in our efforts to protect those on the front line, end quote. Molinaro went on to say, quote, as more communities increase their preparedness and deal with the impact of the virus, supply lines for personal protective equipment continue to grow tight, and such generosity becomes more important than ever. In Massachusetts, the tug-of-war competition between teams for first responders from around the Berkshires, which was scheduled for May 16th at Tanglewood in Lenox, has now been canceled since Tanglewood has closed itself to events for the time being. The inaugural Arrest and Extinguish ALS tug-of-war at Tanglewood raised over $67,000. The tug-of-war fundraiser is now scheduled to return to Tanglewood next year. The money raised then and now and in the future benefits ALS Therapy Department Institute in Cambridge, researching a cure for the disease. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake. And remember, 7 days a week from 11:30 till 2, they have a hot dog cart in front that you can drive up, pick up lunch, and leave. InterlakenInn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, SalisburyBank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished the day yesterday at 23,883.09, up 133.33. The NASDAQ starts off today at 8,809.12, and the S&P 500 at 2,868.44. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.